We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show. And bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9. Non-stop on Star 94.1.
It's a two-night special week of The Bachelorette. And comedian Hank Denson joins us in studio because this is the funniest Bachelorette review that you will ever hear on the radio.
Yeah, how y'all doing? It was emotional last night. I cried a little bit.
No, I didn't.
These guys are saps.
Did you cry when you realized it was two nights this week?
No, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? I just came home from Myrtle Beach, so I was like, all right, let's get it in. They could have made it all one last night, though. I think they're dragging.
Stretching it out.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. It was a lot of drama, though. They stacked it on us last night.
You know what I said watching it last night? I said, Hank called it. Because last week when you were on with us, you said, Chris, the Colombian guy.
Yeah.
He's the front runner.
No. Brian.
Oh, Brian, right.
Yeah,
Brian.
I got the names now. Wrong. Brian is
but
a.
Brian is
they
the
kiss
one she
all the time.
Loves him.
My wife looked at me. She was like, we don't kiss as much. I was like, because they are not married. Okay. Don't now, you kiss me or hold my hand, lady. We're now, married.
Hold on, because now here's my question, though. Because right now, Brian the Colombian looks like the front runner.
Oh, man.
It's Brian, Dean, Peter, and Eric.
Okay. So, Savannah.
Okay.
Why are you so excited right now?
Those are my four favorites, too.
Look at her. Sad.
Oh, wow. That's not
good. In that order, too.
In that order? Okay. I'm doing my homework, then. I'm good.
All right. So, Savannah, who's interning for us this summer, is a Bachelorette watcher. Jen, you watch as much as you can. With two little kids running around.
Okay.
Do they normally set you up to think one person's the front runner, and then like does it take a turn at the end? So the fact that everybody thinks that Brian the Colombian is the guy, does that mean he's probably not going to be the guy?
Maybe they're setting us up going down the wrong path or something.
Setting up?
I don't think so, because the past few seasons you could just kind of see the connection with the main person and who you thought was the front runner, and then they ended up being in like the top two or top three.
Were you saying connection seriously or connection with finger quotes?
Both.
Okay.
Because Brian is always kissing. He gets the dates, the kisses, everything. They jumped off a building together. He was like, wait a minute before we die. Come here. Let me kiss you. I was like, get out of here.
That was cheap.
Are you kidding me? I was like, I'm sick. My stomach hurts. One thing I am happy. I think we're going to get to the bottom of this Kenny Lee thing. You got a clip. Kenny and Lee are annoying.
They hate each other.
If you want to cry to Rachel next time you see her about how aggressive Kenny is. Guess what? I whisper it. Lee, you're a whisper. There's no aggression in that, Lee. You're a bitch. A f***ing cowboy bitch. You're a bitch. Can we get out of here now?
When did he... Okay, the bleeps throw me off, because when he said, I'm a bleep cowboy boost, he said he was going to sleep with him or put something in him. Like, I was...
Do something to them.
Okay. But it was... Yeah. I'm glad... we're going to get to the bottom of that. And my thing was Iggy crying. Like, Iggy crying.
Yeah, he got the boo, and he was just boo-hooing.
Yeah. I get a chance to...
Guys cry when they get kicked out, too.
It's awesome. It's even better than when the girls cry. It's so funny.
Like, in the limousine, pulling away from...
In the interview, immediately after, before they even get in the limo.
What was he crying about?
Because he got kicked off. She sent him home.
Because he needs a pair. That's why. What's wrong with these? Like, it's hard to watch this because I know guys don't get married. Like, guys don't marry like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching. I'm like, all these dudes waiting to get married. You got to pressure dudes. And I'm married. Okay, I got a championship ring. Okay, I know what it's like in the finals. It's like, okay, it's me and you, or something's failing me. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to lose my leg. So if you know how to get married, you know, I got to jump in there and get married while everything's falling apart. You know what I mean? It's, but these guys are waiting and they're intense. Like, she loves me. I'm like, that dude says he loved her. He was falling in love last night.
I know. Yeah. It was so fast. I'm like, you've known her for 3 weeks.
I was like, what? And I would be worried about mono. That's what would be my main concern. I was like, because one thing she said, remember, did you catch it when she said, I don't want you to catch this? Because she didn't kiss Jack, the dude that has
God, that was so awkward.
Yeah.
That was the worst date I have ever seen.
Yeah, well, his
face. He just fell flat on his face.
He looks like Woody.
That was the moment. One-on-one, right?
He looks like Woody from the Toy Story.
That was so uncomfortable.
She sent him home.
Reach for the sky.
It was so uncomfortable. Yeah,
he had the mannerisms where I don't think he likes women.
Thank you.
Okay. I was asking my husband, like, does he like women?
Let me tell you something. Sure. When you dating, like, okay, I don't know my wife's listening, but I'm a woman, man. You know what I mean? So when I'm dating, you're going to have to be like, yo, I don't like you, dog, because I'm on you. Like, I'm not going to be around you waiting to see, give me a sign. Like, I'm in there like, hey, I'm throwing my dice in there. And you're like, nope, you crapped out, sir. You need to leave. No, because I'm not going to waste any more time. These dudes are like, so I'm thinking, like, Josiah made me sick. I'm like, where you get this game from?
Well, you said these guys make guys look bad.
Because this is not how dudes operate. I don't, like, okay, I got friends in these categories. I got one friend, he's a kisser. Uh-huh. So, like, we go somewhere and he's single. Well, when I was single, we're in a place 2 minutes. He's at the bar kissing some chick. Okay? Then there's the dancer. He's going to dance and dance. And if he picks one girl, he's dancing with her. Oh, he's leaving with her. Uh-huh. Then there's my other boy. He's like, he's all into his girlfriend. So, but he's the dude that women want to holler at. So he's like, nah, I mean, I'm trying to be faithful. I'm like, yo, she's bad. What's wrong with you? He's like, no, I really love Jessica. What are you doing? What did you come out for? So watching these dudes operate, I'm like, man, you dudes are whack.
They had to dig.
That's why she's so thirsty for the, like, give me all my attention. Because they're in there talking like, oh, well, I don't know. She's like, yo, Brian is getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, and then you know what happened the other day? I felt bad for dude. They got in the hot tub. And then she gave the rose to another guy. So you get in the hot tub with me and we making out. And then we go to the rose ceremony and you'll be like, last night was hot, bruh, but...
So what's going to happen tonight? Why is it a two-night episode? What are we going to find out tonight?
We're going to find out the mess between Kenny and Lee.
Yeah.
Because they left us with the wrestler with blood on his face. It's like, oh, there's got to be a fight. But it's probably something like, oh, I slipped on a cherry pie. I mean, it's... You know what I mean? They try to bait us. You know what I mean? I know ratings, but, you know.
You got some jelly on his eyes.
Yeah, some good cherries.
They fight and she cries. That's definitely going to happen.
Well,
tonight.
I think somebody gets arrested.
Oh, that'll be good.
I hope they fight because then they both get sent home.
Well, they showed Lee working out. Like, you know, I ain't no pushover. You know what I mean? At first, he's a smaller dude. And then you remember Kenny was slamming everybody in the mud. So everybody's like scared of Kenny, like, yeah. So now Lee's like, oh, I'm doing weights. I'm from Tennessee now. I don't fought before now, buddy. You know, I don't fight my way out of a pickle before.
It's like Popeye. He's getting his spinach. He's like, I'll get him.
Yeah, his shirt's got tighter. You know what I mean? They walk him down like it's a MMA fight down the same hallway. It's like, what is going on? Then the next clip they show, Kenny's got blood on his face. I'm like, what?
Oh, so we get to have you back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll come back tomorrow. I'm gonna watch.
All right, thank you, Hank, for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Comedian Hank Denson will recap tonight's episode tomorrow at this time on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.